Hello, CNN 10 family. Wonderful Wednesday to you. I'm Coy Wire. Thank you for making us part of your day. Only 550 more seconds left in this show, so let's make the most of them and let's go. Now, we start with some concerning moments for the people of Japan. On Tuesday, Japan urged its residents to take shelter after North Korea fired a ballistic missile over the country for the first time in 5 years and without warning. The action prompted immediate backlash from neighboring South Korea and allies around the world. The missile is a potentially dangerous escalation of recent weapons tests by the Kim Jong-un regime, which governs North Korea. The country has been conducting a lot of missile tests. There have been 5 launches in the past 10 days, and Tuesday's launch marked their 23rd missile test this year. There were no reports of damage, but the unannounced missile triggered a rare nationwide alert system in Japan. Experts say that Tuesday's launch could be the start of more intense actions from North Korea. The president of South Korea said that North Korea will have to, quote, pay the price for their actions, but the ability to punish North Korea is limited because of resistance from China and Russia. Next up, we'll go to the country of Somalia, where families are wondering when or if their next meal will come. The East African nation is facing tremendous drought, and the effects have been devastating. While the threat of famine looms with extreme scarcity of food, people are already starving. Parents and children are having to journey 2 hours at times just to get fresh water to drink. Half the population need humanitarian assistance. All this is happening while Somalia still hasn't even fully recovered from the last regional drought in 2017 or from the devastating effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. More for us now from CNN International correspondent Larry Madowo.
This is what I'm hearing from every Somali official I've spoken to and every aid worker there. This is one of the worst droughts they have ever seen, and the effects are heartbreaking. But with so much else happening in the world, suffering Somalis can get forgotten. Right now, about half of the population in Somalia need humanitarian assistance, and it could get worse.
The country's gone 2 years without rains and is experiencing its worst drought in 40 years. Aid agencies say around 7 million Somalis are projected to face food insecurity. Even animals struggle to survive. But it's not just supplies at home that are an issue. The battle against the armed group Al-Shabaab makes delivering aid hard. And the war in Ukraine has sent food prices soaring. But help is coming. More than 70% of the $1.4 billion in aid for Somalia has been raised, mostly by the U.S. And just this month, Ukraine pledged 50,000 tons of wheat to both Somalia and Ethiopia, much like this shipment which docked in Djibouti last month.
Somalia was already suffering from the impacts of the global pandemic, but add to that the effect of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on food supplies, but especially this severe drought has brought the country to the brink. The situation is so desperate that if nothing changes, more people could die. That is why that funding they're looking for will be so critical. Larry Madowo, CNN, London.
10-second trivia. In carpentry, what term means to cut a sloping angle that is not 90 degrees? Inlay, counterbore, crosscut, or bevel? If you said bevel, put your hands up. You are right. We are thrilled now to introduce you to one of our CNN heroes, Nora El-Khoury Spencer. She's closing the opportunity gap by training women for careers in construction and helping them build new lives. Her nonprofit, Hope Renovations, offers free programs preparing women with the skills and certifications they need to find high-paying jobs in construction.
I wasn't a handy person growing up. If my parents needed something fixed, they would ask my brother, and they just never asked me. When my husband, Brian, and I bought our first home, I realized pretty quickly that my tastes were outside of my budget. So I just started buying tools and trying to learn things on my own, and I figured out pretty quick that I was good at it. Over the years, I'd hire contractors to help me do things I didn't know how to do, and I actually learned a lot. And then it hit me that I had never met another woman. In my mid-30s, I decided to go back to school and get a master's in social work. I was doing a field placement in a homeless shelter, working with women who needed a good living wage paying opportunity. And I would talk to them about jobs in this industry. And their reaction was always, no one's ever taught me any of that stuff. It's a man's job. And I realized there's an opportunity gap. That's a gap I can help fill.
We're going to talk about roof framing and putting the sheathing on the roof today. So we're going to go ahead and plan that out.
Hope Renovations. We offer a 10-week pre-apprenticeship program. They learn safety, tools and materials, blueprint reading, construction math.
Have you got all that?
Got it.
Yeah. All right, so let's go put it into practice.
And then they get into hands-on practice with tools. They learn the basics of carpentry, electrical, plumbing. It's a lot of work.
We're going to figure out where our bird's mouths are going to go.
Our program is totally free. We've had single moms, women in recovery, women who are just re-careering. All kinds of different people coming together and finding a shared excitement. Yeah! Our program is actually solving two problems at once. We're bringing women into this industry, and we're also helping older adults age in place. The crew's here today building a ramp for a client who, she was having trouble getting into her home.
I've been here since 1975, and I have arthritis real bad in my knees. It was very hard trying to get in and out because I didn't have anything to hold on to.
We're able to bring the trainees out onto job sites with our construction team so they can get their hands dirty, they can practice their newfound skills.
This is where it gets fun.
So they're giving back while they're learning. That's really a win-win. If we don't see women out there doing this, other women, they'll never see this as an opportunity. So that's a big part of what we're trying to do here.
And they just act like they're having fun doing it. I want to thank y'all for all your help and all your beautiful smiles. I'm so grateful just to know that there's some people out here that cares. And I won't ever forget all you women. I'll tell anybody. You want to see a ramp built? Come to my house. I'll tell you who built it.
When you're out there, you get to watch something come together that you built.
Wonderful.
Does that feel like it's going to work for you?
Yes.
Great.
This is awesome.
There's just such a feeling of accomplishment. We're providing hope to the people that we serve. That's a lot of lives changed. I love that part of it. We're helping them renovate their lives.
For today's 10 out of 10, we're taking you to the small town in Kentucky called Lake Malone, where something is askew. In the woods, you will find these creatures that mysteriously popped up sometime last year. Locals call these statues the Big Twigs, and these things are big. The tallest stands at a whopping 18 feet tall. Three of them were first introduced to the area in 2021, and locals didn't even really know where they came from. But recently, three more have appeared, and park officials say that these artist creations have increased park visitation tremendously. Also tremendous, the Globe Academy in Atlanta, Georgia, we see you. And one more thing before we go, did you know that today is National Do Something Nice Day? So whether it's a kind word or two or just a simple smile, do the little things that make this world a better place. I'm Coy Wire, and this is CNN 10.